that now this is the lesson that we have to learn from Qurbani, not just buying an animal for 2,000-3,000 there, taking a knife, slaughtering, but to make that sacrifice. The abundance and abundance of durood on Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What happened in the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What sacrifice? The day during that night, Ya Nabi Akram is coming there. The great of the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for the Ummah, crying for the Ummah. During the day, Ya Muhammad Mujaffir, hope for Hansir. In the day, work amongst the people, call it. There wasn't a moment of rest for the Muslims. And how the enemy in Makkah Sharif was against him. How the Jews and Munafiqeen were against the Muslims in Medina Sharif. But he sacrificed his whole life of sacrifice. And he prepared Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, also who just sacrificed for him. Their whole life was sacrificed. When you read about the Sahaba, it looks like they were Hadithah. They were ladies. They were not humans, it looks like. What quality they had. And from there, till today, the great ulama, the great Sufiya, great Mashayikh, all of them made sacrifices. Their need is to us. But if anyone didn't make these sacrifices, we wouldn't have great need to it. So sacrifice is good. If we go to see, for example, the ulama Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Imam Abu Hanifa, all the great people, Imam Malik rahimahullah, great people, Imam Sarasi, the king of the time, imprisoned him in a well, put him down in a well. For a long period, years and years he stayed there, where he sacrificed, and from there he dictated the kitab to his students, and that kitab is still today from soon. They did not take for those sacrifices, he wanted many other things like that. We can't enumerate them, how many sacrifices. And then if we go and see, we all just come there for namaz. For this namaz, sacrifice. Without sacrifice, we couldn't come. Especially Jum'ah namaz, shops are open. My neighbor's shop is open. I have to close my shop, it's a sacrifice. Time we took, we came here. Money we spend in our car, special money we gave. Without the sacrifice, we wouldn't have this human. This masjid, so beautiful masjid. Without people sacrificing their money, we wouldn't have made this beautiful masjid. So for the budget, what sacrifices we have to make? Only if sacrifices are made, that we come alive. If there is no sacrifice, we wouldn't have a one masjid also. We would, our shops won't close. We won't get up for Fajr also. No Qur'an. So sacrifice is required. For a roza, sacrifice, everyone likes to eat. Eh? But for roza, you have to sacrifice. Now you can't eat. You reduce the head. And you love your wife. And you have got your beans very much for your wife. But if Ramadan, roza, you can't have your wife. Sacrifice is required. For zakah, sacrifice is required. Everyone lacks his money. To spend our, give away our money and give it away to the poor, a person doesn't really like it. But without sacrifice, we won't be able to give zakah. Hajj is full of sacrifice. Time also will sacrifice. Money also will sacrifice. Our comfort also will sacrifice. Our family, our business also will sacrifice. A mother goes and the child, she leaves at home. Hajj has become farz. The child crying when the mother is leaving. Mother crying when she is leaving the child. But without sacrifice, we will never be able to make Hajj also. So our whole deen is on sacrifice. So to have deen, those who make sacrifice will have deen. And if we don't want to make sacrifice, our kalima is sacrifice. When a person reads La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this will make great sacrifice. Now, how many haram things which he lacks, but he has to sacrifice them. Many things his tabiyyah doesn't want to do, but now he lays the kalima, he has to do it. So sacrifice. So what is that? The great lesson of the sacrifice is taught to us by nobody else but Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And his great and honorable family, Hazrat Harila, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, what sacrifices? Then Allah Ta'ala gave the command now, and this is sacrifice. When Allah's command comes, you must sacrifice your every day. Allah gave us to talk is easy, to listen is easy, but to where we have to do it. Allah gave the command, slaughter your own son. Then a young boy, round about say 9, 10, whatever around that age, slaughter him with your own hand. Not that you send the money away to India and then you can slaughter somebody there, but with your own hand you must slaughter yourself. Shaitan, our arch enemy, he goes to Hajra alayhi salam, and he goes to Ismail alayhi salam, he comes to Ibrahim alayhi salam. What are you doing? Are you mad? You would have slaughtered your own son. He tells the mother that your father, your husband is taking your son to slaughter him. He tells the son, your father is going to slaughter you. That is the same, if I had 1,000 children, and if I left from us, I will sacrifice. So when the time comes, we will be prepared to give our blood to the Qurbani, blood will be shed. If our blood must be ready to sacrifice, Allah forbid us. Today, we can't our desire. I see a woman with my eye, I can't take my eyes off. Forget all the other sacrifice. I can't sacrifice my eyes for this, for haram, for dirt and filth. I can't sacrifice. Even bad thoughts I get in my mind, I'm not prepared to sacrifice. In namaz I'm standing, in front of Allah, then on the day of Jumu'ah, and what was bad thoughts, I'm not prepared to sacrifice those thoughts. So sacrifice means that the Qurbani means that we sacrifice all the things for the pleasure of Allah. So may Allah give that lesson, and we never sacrifice, even for dunya things. People who sacrifice for their country and want to set their country free from oppressors, they sacrifice, the country becomes free from the oppressors. Okay? Without sacrifice, those countries should still be under the oppressors always. So without sacrifice, nothing can be done. Our house won't be clean without sacrifice. Our shops won't run without sacrifice. And the real sacrifice which is required for the life, our life, which gives us life, is for the deen of Allah. And if we learn to sacrifice, the deen becomes a life. Dunya's life becomes a life of gentleness for everyone. What was the life in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala? A young woman for some reason travels from Sana'a in Yemen right to Madinatul Munawwara. Alone she travels. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, how was your journey? For some necessity she was supposed she travels. She said it was as though I was going from one room of my father's house to another room. Nobody interfered. Nobody had, and she was laden with jewels. Nobody interfered. And what a long journey, and a young woman on her own. The animals, wild animals. And if she drinks water together with the sheep, etc., and the water in the dead, they shouldn't attack one another. What peace? All this was on their sacrifice. We also make sacrifice, and to the extent we will make, will this need come into us, and will this life of jannat come into this dunya, and then that jannat which will come, Allah Almighty. فَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي يَا أَيَّتُهَا النَّفْسُ الْمُطْمَئِنَّةُ ارْجِعِي إِلَى رَبِّكِ رَاضِيَةً مَرْضِيَّةً فَقُلْ لِعِبَادِي وَاذْكُرِي جَنَّتِي عَيْشًا بِجَنَّةِ اللَّهِ What we can imagine for sure. The business of the more we sacrifice for deen and we make deen alive. The knowledge of deen we make alive. The a'mal of deen we make alive. The akhlaq of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will make alive. All this deed sacrifice. Then deed will come alive. May Allah give us all the possible. There is a great and honorable day of Dhul-Hijjah. And the days are so great that Allah says, Wal Fajri wa Layali Ashr. Allah takes Qasab, takes that oath on this first 10 days and nights of Dhul-Hijjah. So how valuable these are. Ulama have written, some ulama have said that these days are even more valuable than Ramadan. Ramadan we all remember. But some have said the days are more, the nights of Ramadan are more valuable, or the days are more valuable. The holiday days are very, very great days. And the great ibadah for this day, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa Allahu Akbar. much as you can give you to me, and that you have stopped it. حضرت سیدنا عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, حضرت ابو ہریرہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ, we should go to the shocking places of Medina during these days, and now we should say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and all should join their voice. Allah knows that the greatness of Allah must be explained during these days. So we also should read the fear also. Read it loudly also, read it softly also. It is a sunnah that has been left out by the Ummah. And this is also a great sunnah that we should practice, to read the tafsir and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. On the 9th of Zulhijjah, which will be for us on this year on Tuesday, normally today, we should try and read the fourth kalima as much as possible. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. The night we should spend, each night that we are passing during this, the thawab is equal to Laylatul Qadr, 1,000 months of ibadah. So our namazes, let us spend it, all our namazes properly, with jama'at, with the first takbir, in the first sub-mitra, and all the namazes, fajr, isha, all the namazes. Make more ibadat as much as we can. If we can, read Salatul Tasbih also. Read all of the other ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with all that, with this ibadat, one big ibadat. Is that the person gives up guna, all types of sins. So during these days, control more our eyes. Listening of music, whether it's on the cell phone or anything, try and give it up also completely. All guna, whatever types of guna they are, we should try and give up every sin. Because in that time in which ibadah is very great, in that time guna is also worse. In which place ibadat is very great, to make ibadat in the masjid, very great. But to make a guna in the masjid, it is also more worse to make a guna in the masjid. So these days are also very valuable. This time also is very valuable. And then the Qurani we should make and open our hearts and make Qurani. So Qurani is a very great ibadat also. Can we not be it ourselves? Be part of Qurani. Ulama have written a beautiful point that when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam used to make wudu, the Sahaba should not let the water fall on the ground. They should take that water up with the barakat of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam. For Qurani, Allah Ta'ala says, before the blood reaches the ground, Allah takes it up, Allah accepts it. So like the Sahaba shouldn't let this water fall on the ground. And then the Qurani so to say Allah doesn't let it fall. Before it falls on the ground, it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. So Qurani is a great, great ibadat also. Open our hearts and get involved in all our Islamic matters. So that give us all sorties. Make it easy for us all, accepting all the hajj. Wallahu Akbar. Making the waqf of Ka'bah Sharif. All the da'i صلاه السلام عليك يا رسول الله. Put our hearts in Makkah Sharif, put our hearts in Medina Sharif. The Muslims who are suffering, whether it's Palestine, Syria, Burma, wherever, all the problems the Ummah is having, all the fitnas which are there, Allah, take them away and protect them. Let us bring need in its true form in our land, and Allah will take away all our problems. Otherwise, we will be the ones causing the problems. Yeah, I am successful.